From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, March 19th. Coming up, we'll learn why some faculty and students at Northwestern University say a new required training about anti-Semitism will chill free speech. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Central Illinois could see some severe weather this afternoon. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard has more.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected to cross portions of northern and central Illinois this afternoon and evening, and there's a chance a few storms could become severe. Warm and windy conditions are expected through midday, with a few strong to severe storms developing along an approaching frontal boundary during the afternoon hours. Damaging wind gusts, hail over 1 inch in diameter, and a couple of tornadoes are possible as these storms move through east central Illinois during the late afternoon or early evening hours. The risk for severe weather will quickly fade heading into the overnight, with colder temperatures and a chance of flurries in the area by Thursday morning. For Illinois Public Media News, I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Around 200 people marched through the streets of Champaign yesterday evening to say they've had enough with Israel's military campaign in Gaza. That's after the country ended a temporary ceasefire and resumed airstrikes in the region. Protesters marched from Westside Park in Champaign through the city's downtown and back. Dua Al-Dusuki is a local Palestinian who helped organize the protest. She says it was frustrating to hear the news.
We had 2 months of quote-unquote ceasefire, although during that time Israel violated the ceasefire over 900 times. So I don't prefer to say the ceasefire was broken, but Israel has returned to its indiscriminate bombing of Gaza.
Israeli officials say the country resumed its attacks after Hamas refused to release the remaining hostages. Al-Dusuki says starting on Monday, local organizations plan to host a series of informational events they are calling Israel Apartheid Week. It's becoming increasingly clear that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to run for a higher office. Alex Degman reports.
Pritzker's had a busy national schedule since President Donald Trump was elected to a second term. During a speech at the Center for American Progress in Washington, Pritzker offered Democrats some red meat.
Donald Trump has handed over the reins of power to Elon Musk and his fellow Doge bags so that they can find trillions of dollars that they need to give themselves a massive tax break.
And asked for introspection.
If we want to regain the trust of the voters that we stand for, Democrats have to deliver. Democrats have to make people's lives better.
Pritzker has gone on podcasts and will keynote the New Hampshire Democrats' largest annual fundraiser next month. But officially, Pritzker is still mum on his future. I'm Alex Degman.
As administrators at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville face a $10 million budget deficit, one of the first proposals is eliminating the physics program. Will Bauer reports that proposal was met with pushback from SIUE faculty.
The university leadership's proposal would not completely eliminate all physics courses. It would eliminate the physics major and minor, but it would keep core physics classes required for other sciences and engineering majors. The proposal cites lower numbers of students in the physics major and low enrollment in upper-level courses as among the reasons for possible elimination. Abdul Latif Hamad is the chair of the physics department. He says the faculty are aware of the low enrollment numbers.
Which is not unusual. This is like a national trend to cut the physics program because of low enrollment, while it's still money producer is kind of surprising.
Hamad and other professors offered their criticism at a campus forum this week. SIUE administrators say a decision could be made by July. In Edwardsville, I'm Will Bauer.
The Fighting Illini baseball team defeated Indiana State at Illinois Field last night, 8-6. IPM's Colin Highslope has more.
Illinois led the game with a strong offense that has helped them win 5 out of their last 6 games. Against Indiana State, junior shortstop Jack Zabag had 3 hits and homered for the 6th time this year. The team now has an overall record of 11-7 and are 5-1 at Illinois Field. After a string of games at home, the team's next matchup will take them up north. This weekend, the Illini will travel to play the Northwestern Wildcats from Friday to Sunday in a weekend series. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn why some faculty and students at Northwestern University say a new required training about anti-Semitism will chill free speech. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 68 degrees. A few storms could become severe this afternoon with a south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy with light rain or snow showers and a low of 33 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a chance of flurries and a high of 45 degrees. Northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 28 degrees. Northwest wind 10 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 60 degrees and a south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, people in a third of Illinois counties have voted to break from Chicagoland. Indiana lawmakers have played along, proposing legislation that would lead to those counties joining the Hoosier state. We'll talk about how realistic all this is and what drives the sentiment. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Trump administration has threatened to pull funding from Northwestern if the university doesn't do more to protect Jewish students. Now, Northwestern is requiring students to complete a new training about anti-Semitism. But some faculty and students say it leaves no room for criticism of Israel and that it will chill free speech. Lisa Kurian Phillip reports.
The training is a video that all students are required to watch. In one of the most contentious parts, the narrator suggests comments being made by critics of Israel are the same as statements made by the infamous KKK leader, David Duke.
The fact that you can't tell the difference is terrifying.
Professor Beth Shackman Hurd says she's never seen anything like it in her 24 years at Northwestern. She says the video's implication that criticizing Israel is anti-Semitic goes against everything the university stands for, like open discourse and debate.
The imposition of one particular set of views about Israel onto our students and the suggestion that those who disagree or dissent, whether Jewish or non-Jewish, whether on religious grounds or political grounds, are to be silenced, are to be cast out of the community, are to be considered anti-Semitic. That is what's frightening.
Shackman Hurd is one of several faculty and students calling on Northwestern officials to retract the training. But she says university leaders probably won't because they're under the axe of the Trump administration. Northwestern is at the center of multiple federal investigations over its alleged failure to combat anti-Semitism. The stakes were upped last week when the White House announced $400 million in funding cuts to Columbia University over similar allegations.
The fear of being targeted as an example of what happens to you as a university if you don't comply with our political agenda. We will punish you. We will derail you as an institution. We will destroy you. The fear of that happening to Northwestern is very real.
Northwestern President Michael Schill denied a request for an interview. A spokesperson says the training was meant to help the campus community understand how Jewish students feel when they hear certain words and actions. Michael Simon leads the Jewish student organization Northwestern Hillel. He says he hasn't seen all of the video, but he thinks students should have a baseline for confronting anti-Semitism.
I look at these trainings not as an endpoint, but I hope that they'll be a starting point to enabling there to be a more broad and a more thoughtful conversation about these issues in all quarters of the university.
But some students, like senior Isabel Butera, are boycotting the training because they don't want to endorse its contents. Butera is a member of Jewish Voices for Peace, and she says refusing the training feels like a scary thing to do in this moment, especially for international students. Last weekend, federal immigration authorities detained and attempted to deport Columbia University graduate Mahmoud Khalil over his pro-Palestinian activism.
The threat is very real. It is very palpable.
Butera understands Northwestern is in a challenging position, but she says trying to appease Trump will not get the school out from under his thumb. She says Columbia tried that strategy by ramping up disciplinary actions against pro-Palestinian activists.
And it still had its funding frozen. And so I think that this is a moment where I would like to see from my academic institution, as well as others, some resistance and some strength in the face of what is starting as an attack on pro-Palestine speech.
But is going to continue as an attack on academia as a whole, she says. Lisa, Corey, and Philip.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, May Antar, Alex Degman, Will Bauer, Colin Hyslop, and Lisa, Corey, and Philip. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.